From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for taking the time to join us daily, 1 o'clock on ABQ Connect. Some shows coming up later in the week. God willing, this is all scheduled. We're going to have a Creation Science Fellowship in New Mexico. Ray Mondragon joins us for the full hour tomorrow. Remember, they meet the third Tuesday of each month at Faith Bible Church on Central, you can go to that event free every month, and we'll give you details during the show on tomorrow's broadcast. Thursday, God willing, we'll have Pastor Jack Hibbs on with us, author of Days of Confusion. Of course, you hear him on Real Life Radio daily on 88.3 FM. We'll also have information about the Moving Forward Conference from Calvary Chapel, New Harvest, Los Lunas. And then Man Up, it's coming this Friday, the next rally, guys. We'll get details about that, as well as an update from the Heritage Foundation and John Moore Associates with our Friday Financial Update. Great list of guests coming up the rest of the week, and a great list of guests today. Later in the hour, we'll let you know more about the Gospel Tract Society. Now, it wouldn't surprise me if you're familiar, but they date back to 1926, and it's still a family-run ministry. We're going to let you know about that in the second half of today's show. Right now, though, Sean is here from Canon Christian Academy in Berlin, really on the campus at Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley. But, Sean, thanks for taking the drive up I-25.
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to come and talk with you.
Well, listen, we appreciate the opportunity to spotlight schools every month, and for the entire month of July, our listeners will be hearing about the work that you're doing in Berlin at Canon Christian Academy. And for those unfamiliar, if you could start, kind of, this isn't a new project. You've been doing this a little while, but kind of the history of the school where it's come.
Yeah, well, the school, this is actually my 15th year. The school predates me a couple of years before that. And to be blatantly honest, I didn't want the school. I was happy in the ministries that we were doing, and I didn't see the need for it. But through the course of the years, I found out how critical it is to be able to raise our children up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And so we've been doing the school now. I've been there for 15 years. We've got our national accreditation. We're K-4 through high school. And we did that purposefully, even though it was kind of painful to keep stretching and getting bigger and bigger. We just didn't feel like it was appropriate to start a child off well and then hand them off to a system that wasn't in agreement with us. So we decided to go the full K through 12, and we've been doing that now, and it's been great. We've been seeing growth every year. And more than anything, though, it's just the opportunity to really disciple our kids.
Yeah, we can get that. Live radio. Hey, Sean, you mentioned accreditation, I think everyone knows, okay, well, that means, they're legit. However, let's slow down a little bit with that and talk to all the parents, but maybe more specifically the younger parents who maybe not have, as they're considering options for their kids.
Right.
Just how important, what does that mean, and how important is that when you're kind of shopping around for a place to put your kids in school?
I think it becomes more important the higher you go, or really it's, you got to know your child and what the kind of their life path is. The reason that we push for the accreditation is that the accreditation means that all of our classes and all of our diplomas are good coast to coast. Nobody can deny. There would be, I'm sure, groups that would like to deny that we're a real school. But we've got a national accreditation. We're also recognized by PED. So that just makes it a little bit more seamless, especially when you've got families that are moving and they have to go from one school district to another, or they're going to go from one state to another. You don't want them to have to lose ground. Now, when you're in the younger grades, it's not as critical because the receiving school is probably not going to be looking for transcripts. But as they get higher, you're trying to build a body of paperwork that's going to serve your child regardless of what direction they're going to go. So accreditation can be very, very important depending on the track that your child wants to take.
Okay, so parents who currently they have their kids elsewhere, maybe in another private school, maybe they're homeschooling, maybe they're in public school. What would set apart what's going on at Canon from a lot of those other options?
God. That would be and it's becoming a larger gap between the options. Because I'm not saying that superfluously. I mean that very accurately. When you pull God out of something, it falls apart. You pull God out of science, you get ridiculous notions. You pull God out of history, you pull him out of language, you pull him out of mathematics. Those, they don't hold themselves up. And so, and consequently, we've seen the fruit of that in our culture. We've seen the fruit of that in our nation when we ask God to leave. And that happened. That's been going on for a while now.
And he's a gentleman.
Yeah.
You know, if we want nothing to do with him, he'll allow that. But as parents, you know, we have a calling. If we've got kiddos, we're held responsible for what happens with them. So the education, the kids jump in at kindergarten. Mm-hmm. And now how many students now?
We have about 230 students from our K through 12.
Okay.
Our class size is probably right about 20. We don't really let it get beyond 20 because we like to keep that teacher-student ratio tight and intimate. And the truth is coming back to that idea of it's not just guidance, it's a mandate that we raise our children in the Lord. It's not like it's a suggestion of the Lord. He's very, very clear about it. And if you look scripturally, because, I mean, obviously, that's what we come back to. We come back to the scriptures. The responsibility for educating children belongs to mom and dad. That's you can't argue that.
Regardless of where they're sitting their hiney when they're in school.
Right. And so then, you know, you've got Paul's admonition that, you know, what's the difference between a son and a slave in your home? Even though you place them both under stewards and tutors, when the son's older, he inherits all things. So there's this idea that, well, there's who are these tutors? Who are these stewards that will speak over your child? And I think the Bible's pretty clear about that New Testament, it says that God has appointed some as teachers for the equipping of the saints. Old Testament says they sent out the priests to teach the people and give them a clear understanding. When you look biblically, that the instructional role comes to believers. And so I think when you're looking at education for your child, you're wanting people to speak over your child who agree with you, agree with your worldview. I can't imagine going, to be honest, to go up and say, excuse me, you know, Mr. Atheist, you're a really nice person. Please speak over my child. I have an issue there. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, the world is going to come after our children. It's coming after our children.
They are.
It's become extremely evident.
And I mean, they're not hiding it anymore.
No.
I was watching an interview, I don't know, in the last year where essentially this person who had ideas contrary to those that would line up with Scripture, and their response, I forget what the question was, quite honestly, but there was like, look, when they're here, they're ours.
Yeah, that's exactly their opinion. I mean, honestly, it's now state law. It's state law that a public school employee cannot contact a parent in certain circumstances that I think every parent would want to be contacted in.
Yeah, which, by the way, real quick, I'll tell people, you can go to nmfam.org and find the Not My Kid information that's on their website and just read through what Sean's talking about. And this isn't coming. These are laws that were passed two sessions ago in the Roundhouse that are impacting our entire state. So I would encourage you to go there if you haven't heard about that. The referendum's passed. There's a petition going on now. I'll get off my soapbox. NMFAM.org.
No, exactly. And I think we have to understand is that if we're raising our children the way most Christians raise their children, we teach them to respect authority and to respond to authority and to obey their teachers and to obey those in authority over them. But then we've got to consider, well, who are we allowing to be in authority over them? And what are their values and what's their intentions?
Yeah.
Because it has become very obvious lately that there is a disdain for family, biblical family, within the culture. And so we can't expect that some of these institutions are going to respect our role as parents or as fathers or as mothers. And so I think it's critical that we protect our kids. They're like clay. They are so moldable at a young age. And I think it's very critical that we are speaking life and truth over them and equipping them for a world that's very different than the one we grew up in.
Yeah, very true. Sean, we're going to take a quick break. Can you stay with us?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to come back and talk more with Sean from Canon Christian Academy. That's in Berlin on the campus at Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley. The website, by the way, you should go there during the break and then follow along with us as we talk about some stuff. Go to ccaberlin.com. We'll be back with more right after the break on ABQ Connect. Hey, if you haven't noticed, just about every month on KLYT, we're featuring a school, or I know for about 6 weeks, we were promoting the Cape New Mexico conference that they had out at Legacy Church recently. But we are featuring Christian schools each month and letting parents know that they have options that they can choose. And today, Sean is in studio with us from Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley, and Canon Christian Academy on the campus there. And Sean, real quick, let me read through from found on the website, by the way, at ccaberlin.com. And under the About tab, you'll find the purpose for Calvary Christian Academy. We glorify God. The mission, by making disciples of Jesus, who are, and then under the vision, spiritually mature, intellectually equipped, emotionally secure, and strong in character. And, you know, in our first segment, you mentioned that, you know, there's over 200 kids at Canon Christian Academy. And, you know, when I hear numbers like that, and what can happen when you pour into a young life in Valencia County that way, and I think what Christ did with 12 messed up dudes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're sending, a little play on words, you're sending warriors out into the battlefield. And I'll let you explain why I use the word warrior.
Well, warrior is our mascot, but it's a very apropos mascot because this isn't a playground. This is a battlefield. There's a war being waged over the souls of men and women, and we've been put here to fight back against the kingdom of darkness. So we definitely want to raise up young people who are armored up well to be able to come under the fiery attacks and yet have the power of God in them and an understanding and a comprehension of the word that they can use that sword in such a way to free the captives, to see people transformed, to see our culture be more like the kingdom of God, which I think that's our calling. I mean, why else would we be on the planet? And so I had mentioned that I came in kind of kicking and screaming, but then the Lord really revealed to me something that I hadn't noticed before. I'd been in youth ministry for decades, but now we're discipling our children in a kind of a very, I hate to use the word, but kind of in a holistic way, in that we're not just addressing spiritual concerns in the spiritual theological concept. We're talking about the God of mathematics and the God that is sovereign over history and the God yeah. who is the creator of all science.
Yeah, tune in tomorrow and hear Ray Mondragon talk about God of science.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so then what you have is we have all the same facts. We just have the liberation of having a clear set of spectacles to look at them through and from the right angle. You can come to the wrong conclusions if you start with a faulty premise, and we're really working hard to give our kids a theology that touches every aspect of who they are.
Yeah. Well, he's given us the manual, and you're teaching it to the kids, and we very much appreciate that. In some of the time that we have left, we've got about 5 minutes. I want to speak to that parent who's hearing this and maybe we just barely planted a seed.
Yeah.
Like their kids are maybe in public school mm-hmm. and they're dealing with, I don't need to delineate the issues that they're running
sure.
into.
Sure.
I mean, they're living it.
Yeah.
And they want another choice. And maybe they're listening and saying, yeah, but there's just no way I could, you know, I could swing this.
Right.
There's more ways than one. Schedule or financially, sure. what have you.
I think that the answer to that question, if I can put it in a single phrase, is you just have to answer the question, who's your God? And I'll tell you why I say that. I can't. God can. Uh-huh. I know who it is I'm serving. And if the Lord said, hey, I want you to raise your child up in the truth, it would be an odd God who would not then provide schedulally or financially. And I've seen it happen so many times, every year, so many different ways. Yeah. I would encourage the parent who's considering this, and they immediately get all of the fear and all of the anxiety and all of the can'ts. God can. And I would just say, find a Christian school that's close to you. Go in and talk to them. What you're going to find different with Christian schools and maybe other things is that if we don't fit, we want to get you in with one of our friends, right? We want to get kids in where they're being taught the truth. And so there's lots of different Christian schools in and around this area, and they all have different models. And in a whole variety of cost points and a whole variety of commitment points. And I guarantee you that your local Christian school will help you find the one that's the best fit. But also, I haven't seen God drop anybody. And we've had, we've had single moms with four kids and send all their kids through the school. We figure it out.
Yeah,
The Lord makes a way.
Where God guides, God provides. We were talking about that on the show just yesterday. And one other thing I want to key into, you're a leader at Canon Christian Academy at Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley in Belen. And it's clear to me a love for these kids in that, people, if they're regular to the show, they've heard me say it before. When I use that word love in a Christian manner, what I'm mostly saying is wanting the best for the person on the receiving end.
Sure.
And that's exactly where your heart, that's what I'm hearing from your heart, Sean. Because if you can find a place for them at Canon, apparently you do. And if not, what you want for them is the best. And that is a place where they're being poured in with scripture and biblical principles and truth.
Yeah, and you can't... I'll be honest, to run a private Christian school in this state is a challenging and daunting task, and it comes with a lot of sacrifice, and our faculty and staff are absolutely stellar. Any single one of them could walk out the door and make 3, 4, 5 times what they're making where we're at, and we're all sacrificing. The families who come in, they're adjusting their lifestyles a little bit. They're getting rid of cable or whatever.
I think it has something to do with having eyes on eternity.
Sure.
Because there's the value and the investment that's being put into these kids. We see the prize and the treasure when they grow. We've got just a minute or two, but for those that are listening that are still maybe questioning, what are the actions? What's the best way for them to reach out to Canon, they're in the Valencia County area, at Canon Christian Academy, the website ccabelen.com.
Absolutely. Honestly, walk up to the door, call on the phone, come on in, we'll walk you through. Give you a tour of the facility, answer any questions that you have, walk you through what the process looks like. There is a testing component because of what's happened to us in the past couple of years. We've seen a lot of kids really set into a tailspin with a lot of that home Zoom type classroom.
Yeah.
It's hurt a lot of individuals, and so we really try to assess them accurately and place them properly. So that whole process, though, it's the easiest part is to come in and alter you around. And answer all the questions, because part of it is you don't even know what to ask until you're kind of walking through it and you're seeing the classrooms and you're seeing the curriculum and you're seeing the way the schedule works. So it's relational. Yeah. And you can call in and we'd love to give you a tour.
Don't need to wait for an open house.
No.
The house is open.
House is always open.
Okay. Well, Sean has been visiting with us from Canon Christian Academy. The website, again, is ccabelen.com. So clearly, it's a Valencia County school. But listen, if you can work the commute, especially from the southern parts of Albuquerque, there's an option for you. And again, Sean, hearing and seeing your heart for the youth and students of New Mexico, would you close us out in prayer?
Oh, that'd be wonderful. I appreciate it. Yeah. Father, we just praise you and we thank you. We thank you for life, and we are so grateful for eternal life. And then that you would bless us with families and children and grandchildren. You are a generous and amazing God, and our heart's desire, Lord, is to glorify you. And so we ask you give us wisdom and the faith to follow you, especially in the raising of our children. Lord, we do not want to fail there. Help us, Lord, and anoint us that we would bring glory to your name and not shame. And that, Lord, ultimately we would be about building your kingdom until you take us home. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. John, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Don't be a stranger. Open door, man.
All right. Bam. I appreciate it.
All right. Hey, stick around. We're going to hear about the Gospel Tract Society for the second half of today's show. We'll get to it right after the break on ABQ Connect.